thing.
Yeah, they hold us. They asked. They said they will hold us one more 10 days, and then a day before, the government council, legal council of the government, decided to release us in condition. They asked, the state asked to not allow us to leave the state for half year, 6 months, and to keep us in a prison home for until, you know, more 10 days. We signed in a paper that if any of us will break these conditions, so we will pay 150,000 shekels, everyone. So, yes. So, and then I was in a home prison until the 8th of June.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't have anything from my stuff, everything on the ship, even my home keys, everything. I left the ship with my clothes, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Just the clothes on your back.
Everything still there.
And so you're out of house arrest now?
Yes.
And how are
you? I came back today to Jerusalem. I'm living in Jerusalem. My family, I was in a home prison with my family in the north of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very confused. This is my first time talking, you know, at all about what happened. I didn't make any, I made some media, local media, here for Arab media, but I didn't speak with anyone about what really happened. So you I think you're the first one I'm talking so open.
Oh, it's a great honor. I'm really grateful to you. I hope it's, I mean, I imagine it's painful to share, but I hope it's, you know, it's, it still feels powerful for you to be able to tell it.
Yeah.
Yesterday
they sent me a video, so I just heard myself calling for help, so it was like, you know, I'm trying to avoid anything. I refused to make any Israeli media, any Israeli channels. I just say to them, I have nothing to say to Israel. I don't believe that there is any change will come. And after this experience with these people from the army, it just show you the dictatorship in the army system. This system don't have any international considerations, any human considerations, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They trained in a way that just they kill without thinking it twice. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, yes. And, so, you know,
what's it like for you to just be out in Jerusalem and see, you know, I imagine you see soldiers in your everyday life now, just out on the street.
You want the truth? I feel trapped.
Yeah.
I feel trapped in this state. I feel a stranger in my land.
Wow.
I don't feel safe at all. I'm scared to walk in the street because the Israelis really... You know, all of this issue, I'm happy they don't know my face, but my name was running a lot in the Israeli media.
Mm-hmm.
1 second, Jimmy.
Sure.
Hello, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
So I don't feel safe, and it's part of this issue to be Palestinian here. The Israelis expect you to go up to their rules, not to express any humanity to your people. And it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know, I go here, you live in a place, I may be going or sitting in the same place with these people who killed us in the ship. And for me, you know, Gaza is just here. I can't take my car. It's 1 hour far from Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
But I should go through all of this just to be connected to my people and to send my message.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing what you had to do and what you went through. Have you had time to think about what's next for you? I mean, it sounds like, you know, a lot is just healing and...
You know, I just want to mention one important point for is that Israel think they have the right to kill civilians, that they have the right to attack, you know, and this is because of the silence, the international silence. And I'm not as Palestinian, as a human being, I want to be safe. It can't be that someone can come and kill me and put me in a prison and destroy my home and my house and my land, and there is no address in this world that they can stop it.
Yeah.
In our century that you have millions of human rights business, sorry to use the word, reporting and talking and talking and talking. Who will protect us from this hell?
What have you thought of the international response so far that you can tell?
You know, the international response, we can see that there is more international response. But what can you say to me that for me I need immediate solution?
Right.
Do you have the right to come and to tell a Palestinian woman in Gaza that lost her family and lost her home to wait until exactly the international communities start taking a clear attitude against Israel?
Yeah, she's had to wait a long time.
Should we wait and wait? I can see something happening in the international community after the war in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
But we are living under occupation since 62 years. When will be the time that the world decide to say enough is enough for Israel? When? How many massacres and dead people and destructions and war we need? What else? I am, as a Palestinian woman, what else I should say to the world to support us and to do something? Is there something left? The world just watch in life how Israel killed 1,400 people in Gaza and destroyed thousands of homes, of schools, of hospitals, of university, of infrastructure in Gaza. They saw that in life on the TV. What else should happen to create a change?
Yeah.
And I'm asking that as a just Palestinian woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can just, you know, I also have the right to live, I don't know, maybe somehow to have family and to have love in my life and to learn music, and that's all. We don't have a normal life here.
Yeah.
And I don't expect it from people to do that for Palestine. I expect them to do that for their humanity, for their faith in justice. You know, I react, you know, very spontaneous to any injustice that happened to anyone in the world, not only in Palestine. So I expect it from this sense to do something, that Israel have this, you know, power to go very deep in the international water and to attack civilians in a humanitarian flotilla. Why?
Lubna, many of my readers, I mean, most of my readers are Americans, and many of them are Jewish Americans. I mean, is there anything you want to say directly to them?
I want them to take action.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to make ongoing action and demonstrations. And not only when they saw blood in Gaza or when there's attack here and there, which it's sometimes just, you know, go or from the media. I want them to adopt and to support a boycott. And I want them to be creative in their action, such as these missions.